Good morning. It is a good morning. So glad you're here and happy Mother's Day. You know, you hold the gates to your families. You hold the gates. Hold them well. Your children will come back. Don't be anxious. They will come back. God is on the move. Prayers of the righteous, mighty in God. He's with you. I have got, it's not a real Mother's Day word, sorry about that, but I've got a word. I got a word just sharing from Psalm 24. This has been a psalm really spoken to me. I believe 2024, God is in opening doors that you couldn't open before. I believe God is on the move. And we're in a very significant season. I don't know when it will end. I believe it is coming. I'm starting to dream again. I was not dreaming for a very long time. Years, just nothing. And then all of a sudden started to dream, and I knew something's shifted now. That is a good place to be. Psalm 24, 1-5. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully. So there is a promise. There is a promise to rise, to come and stand with your God. It says he shall, verse 5, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The Lord is into making Christianity not just of the mind now to know things, but he wants our Christianity to outwork now. If you have a knowledge of something, he wants you to do it now. And there's grace, tremendous grace. And it has been hard. It's been a time of testing for many, many across the body of Christ in the West, the Western world I'm talking now. Tremendous time of testing. I'm hearing different ministries I respect, the testing they've been through. I believe it's preparation for the new day dawning, upgrades. God wants upgrades and new levels because we haven't broken through. We haven't seen the miracles. We haven't, what we've longed for, seen the breakthrough, seen the turning of things. And I believe that's because we've fallen short. We're just not there anymore. You've come to the end of yourself. I know I've come to the end of myself, and I just said, Lord, it's what I've got's not enough. I just don't have enough. And you have to give it to me. If we're going to keep going, you're going to have to give it to me. And I think that's the place he's wanted us all to come to. That's not enough. It's just not enough because he's taking us on, and he wants to do some really spectacular things. But what we had, it was for a past year. It was for a past season. It got us this far, but it will not take us on. I was listening to Bill Hammond, a prophetic father, very, very respected in the body of Christ. He's 90 years of age, 70 years of ministry. I like to listen to older people, seasoned. He said the last 6 years from 2018 to 2024, he said the testing that he's seen in his personal life, he said he was broken. He had to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want from me? And guess what the Lord said? I want you to trust me more. 70 years of ministry. And the Lord said to him, I want to go with you, deeper levels of trust. And if I can say anything, that's where the Lord's been taking us, deeper levels of trust. It's like we're out in an ocean now. We left the beaches. You have so much control on the beach. You can do things. You know where everything is. But once you get out in those waters and those swells and those currents, you have no more control. And you have to let it go. And we can't control God. We can't control answers to prayer. We can't control our families. We can't control our workplaces. We can't control anything, really. You got to let it go. Because God is in control now. God is in control. He's in control of his body, the church. He's in control of your life. He's in control of your family. If you stand for it, he's in control. And that is a good place to be. But when you first get there, you don't like it. I remember saying, Lord, I don't like this place. I don't like this place. He says, well, it's the only way through. So that's the surrender, that's the yielding, that's what all that's about. It's giving up your rights, your opinions, what you think, what you feel, how you want to respond to people. I was quite a fiery sort of person. I would respond quite quickly. And now I have to bite my tongue and say, no, I won't go that way. I won't go that way. Scripture tells us in Acts 14, 22, Scripture tells us, through many tribulations, we enter the kingdom of God. That is a clear word. Through many tribulations, we enter the kingdom of God. So we want to enter the kingdom, yeah? Yeah, we want the kingdom because that is the season now. The church age is closing. The kingdom age is opening. And that will eventually see the return of the Lord. That's the kingdom age. So he is Lord, he is King, he is in control. That's what the kingdom age is all about. But if we're going through that, we've got to go through the tribulations, yeah? Tribulations, I looked it up just so I could be sure what it meant. Just in case you need to know. Pressures, problems, distress, opposition, hardship, especially those that test your courage, test your patience, test your resolve. Tribulations. That is a stripping away through many tribulations. But the promise is, if you hang on to God, you will enter the kingdom of God. So the word today is through. We are going through those hardships. We are going through those problems. We are going through that opposition into the kingdom realm. Psalm 23:4. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. We will not camp there. We will not become victims. Whatever has happened to you, it's not what's happened. And it can be dreadful. It can be darkness that came in that swept you off your feet. But I would say to you, it's not what happened, it's what you do with it. What are you going to do with it? Take it to God. That'd be my best advice. Take it to him until it's not in you anymore. Let him take it out of you so that the light can shine in you. You'll be one of the brightest stars of his kingdom. In such a dark moment, if you take that to him, you will rise to be one of the brightest stars, and it will be all worthwhile. Zechariah 13:9, the promise is, I will bring the one-third through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined and test them as gold is tested. That's heat. I was told it takes 1,000-degree heat to get gold to melt, 1,000-degree heat. And this season, the testing has been, it's been fire. The refining has been fire. But the promise is, they will call on my name. If you hang on to the Lord, you will learn to call on the name of the Lord and he will answer you. He will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. There comes a time where the Lord draws very near. He draws near to the brokenhearted. He doesn't leave you out there. He draws near. He is the restorer. He brings the beauty for ashes. There's nothing impossible for him. But how do you go through hard times? You get desperate. You get desperate for God. I've never been more desperate in my life than I have this last season. I thought I was desperate in different times, different seasons, but it's like the waves just kept coming. I couldn't stop them. So I just went, I will run to my God. And I did it every day. Whether there was change or no change, whether things were good or bad or ugly, and most of the time they're pretty bad, they're pretty ugly, and the enemy, he was ruthless. And if you've experienced that, you've got to know you have an enemy, but you have a God who is stronger. He is stronger than anything that he has thrown at you or you are currently in. He is stronger. But God is wanting you to rise now. His plan is not to improve us. God's plan is not to improve us. He wants to remove us so the Lord can live his life through us. There's no improvements here. I can't counsel you. All I can say is God wants you to die. He just wants your self-life to die. He loves your personality. He loves who you are. He loves who he's made you to be. But the flesh life has to go to the cross. It has to. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. That's not pretty. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live. It's no longer, but Christ lives in me. Christ is in you. You got born again. The Spirit of God came on the inside of you. Christ is living in you. And the life which you now live in the flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. So he gave you are worth to heaven. The most precious possession on the earth is you. You got to know that. The blood of Jesus paid the highest price. A sinless man who was not guilty of anything decided to take yours and my sin, yours and my mistakes, and say, I will pay the price for them so that they can go free. And if they choose, they can go on to maturity. He made that decision. It's awesome. You are so valuable. When the enemy says you have no worth, you must let that go because it's such a lie. You are precious to God, and he is moving heaven and earth to get you into a place where you will experience now amazing turnarounds. He is the God of the turnaround. John 3:30 says, he must increase, but I must decrease. So my flesh life must decrease. The way I speak to people in an ugly fashion must decrease. The way I treat people with unkindness and selfishness must decrease. Jesus must increase. His generosity, his love for people, his joy in life, his contentment in where he's placed us, the boss we have, the church we're in, the contentment that God is in control. Must increase. That's the trajectory we're on. Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, God, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. He wants us to look like Jesus in here. That people will touch Jesus when they meet you. We're not going to be perfect. But that's where you say, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Help me to be like you. God's purpose, he wants his glory to increasingly be seen through us. What's the glory? His presence. That's the glory. The glory is the presence of God, and it's on the rise. Colossians 1:27, he has a hope for you that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus has a hope. He hopes that you and I will come in to great levels of glory. He is doing everything he can to bring that to pass. He is interceding that that comes to pass. So I'm talking about the same glory Moses saw, cloud by day, fire by night. I'm talking about the same glory in Solomon's temple. When they fell to the ground, they dedicated it. They fell to the ground. The presence of God was so strong. The glory, the glory. The New Testament, righto, let's have a look. Where's the glory in the New Testament? Peter, James, and John saw the glory of God in Matthew 17. It talks about it. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transformed before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. He changed, transformed. We are in transformation mode now. Jesus is transforming us. He wants us to go from glory to glory. We are in transformation mode, and it's this. This is what he wants to do. While he was there, he beheld Moses and Elijah and appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter answered and said to him, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. So he was just nervous, okay? He talks silly. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not fear. The Bible is a supernatural book. It is written by people who had supernatural experiences. Our Christianity is a supernatural life. God is invading it just like he did with everybody who wrote about their encounters. We are in a time now where God is invading our lives, and he is coming. He is coming. He is coming, he is coming, he is coming, and he is coming with strength and power. He is coming with restoration. He is coming to deliver. He is coming to set things right. He is coming for the turnaround, and it is begun. It has begun. It has begun. So that is the light that is in you and I. The very light that changed Jesus, made his face shine, made the disciples fall over in fear. That is the light on the inside of you and I. Now we get to choose whether we let it grow or whether we're happy with the blood of Jesus getting us across that line and into heaven. That's the choice. You can do that. You can live how you want to, having accepted the blood of Jesus, and at the end of your time, heaven is open, Jesus paid the price for you, you go. You go to heaven. Or you let God do a work in you while you're on the earth. And I would encourage you that this is a good time to do that. Why? Because there are tremendous rewards now. There are tremendous rewards now. Isaiah 60, 1 to 3. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Listen, I'm not denying darkness. I've come through a very dark season. Darkness I never thought I would ever see. But I saw it and I had to do something about it or it would take me out. It would take out my family. And that is a motivation. If there's nothing else that motivates you to get through dark times, it's the legacy you will leave to your family. It's like an inheritance. It's like a money inheritance, but it's spiritual. So be motivated. Spiritually, you are leaving a legacy for future generations. So it's worth it. It's worth repenting of everything. I've repented of things I don't even know if they were in there, but I said, God, just I am so sorry. Let's just deal with it. When I've seen darkness move, I've said, Lord, take that out of me. I don't want to be like that. I'm sorry if that's in me. I don't want to be like that. I want to be like you. I want to be like you, Lord. And he puts it, and there's an exchange that happens when you're honest with him like that. There comes an exchange. He starts to get the deep roots of generational things, things that you've battled all your life, that you've never known that that's what you were battling. This is the hour that God is severing those roots. So we focus on the light, not the darkness. You can get swept up with the darkness. It's deep, and it shall cover the earth. But just as deep a darkness as you see, you must tell yourself, there is a light blazing. There is a light blazing that is as bright, and it is getting brighter. So your focus, when I started to focus on the light, there was a shift. There was a shift for me because I didn't mull and I didn't despair and I didn't think, how is this going to be? I just went, God, this is bad. And I went, I need you. And I just ran that way. And the light then starts to penetrate the dark areas. Can that be so? There was a brother, Lawrence. So I heard this story. I thought it was excellent. So I thought I'd share it. There was a brother, Lawrence, a monk who was a dishwasher. 1650s, I'm taking you to. He was a dishwasher in a monastery in France. And he wrote a devotional called The Practice of the Presence of God. That is a classic you can buy today. When did he write his first letters? 1666. 1666. So we have 666 going on in that year. What happened? Europe was frenzied with the Antichrist. They thought he was coming, that it was all over, that they were done. Here is this man, a monk, dishwashing the back of the monastery, probably down the bottom, dishwashing away. Jesus showing up. And guess what? The darkness did not take over. And the presence of God in his letters went on. And he is still teaching people today in that turmoil, in that fear, in that frenzy of the Antichrist taking over. You have a monk who's saying the presence of God is greater. The presence of God is going to see us through. The presence of God is the best thing going in this place because the light shines in the darkness. So remember that, 1666, and the whole of Europe was taken. They thought the Antichrist. So I would say to you, for me, I don't know when you think Jesus is coming back. I have a long, long timeline. I have a long timeline, longer than most because I've asked a few people. Very long. I'm talking like 100, 150 years. I don't think Jesus will come back. Only because there's promises for me that I think he works generationally. So we are now in a turn, a 100-year turn. You know, Azusa Street. You think of Azusa Street in 1905 in California, a black man with one eye who sat in a Bible college. He had to sit outside the doors because of the racism at the time. He had to sit out the door because it was filled with white people. He was so hungry for God. It was this man, William Seymour. God said, that hunger I will honor. Went to California, started a little prayer group. There was no more than 7 or 8 people. We had 7 last Friday. 7 or 8 people, no more. And then the presence of God showed up. And then it went. And they had sawdust on the floor. They had crates. This was made of crates. There was nothing fancy. He used to put a paper bag over his head when the Spirit of God used to move so he could just do what Jesus wanted him to do. He didn't get carried away with what was going on because there was so much going on. That's God. And he did it. And he's come through. And now I believe he has cleaned up. He has cleaned up those who've said, righto, let's go for it, Jesus. And he said, that's enough. I've got enough now. And now he's starting to run. And he will take. They're pioneers. You're a pioneer. If you said, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, and you've been repenting and you've been humbling yourself and you've said, I don't understand any of this, but I want in, then he's taking you. And you are a pioneer. and you will break through. You will break through and you will see the promises of God before you leave the earth. You will see. Recently, I had a dream. It was actually for a friend, but the beginning of the dream, I know it was not just for me. It was for many, many in the situation. I was in a house and it was dark and I was observing and there were many people in the house. And as I was there, I was I knew in the dream that it felt like things were in the balance. They could either go this way or that way. Almost like someone could live or they could die. It was extreme balance. And then all of a sudden, I heard the voice say, "It is a birth." And as soon as that voice came through, the whole house shifted and there was life that came in. And I would say to you, if you are in a situation where things can go either way, things are in the balance, I want to tell you the word of the Lord to you is that it will come through. There will be something new birthed out of that darkness, something new, something of God, something that you have fought for will come forth and it will shift. It will shift in Jesus' name. So we are, as Christians, being transformed now so that we look more like Jesus on the inside, so that the Lord's presence is increasing. So it's an increase. The dawn doesn't just, as soon as the sun rises, we don't have full brilliance of sun. It comes gradually, yeah? Same with this. Same with the way God's moving. It's coming gradually, but it's moving now. That's my belief. I believe that God's presence inside believers is increasing. Those who've said yes. And Christians are now going to start to look different. Jesus is going to mean everything, everything to them. Everything. Jesus is going to be everything. We're going to surpass first love. It's just going to take hold of you. It's going to take hold as his presence continues to come. You're going to start to think differently. You're going to start to react differently. Your emotions are even going to come into level ground. You're not going to respond flying off the handle. You're going to be just like him. They're going to be Christians, they're going to be God-fearing. They're going to fear God. They're not going to go into darkness. There's going to be a safety barrier there saying, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't do that, don't do that. And they'll listen. And they will be devil-hating Christians. They are going to hate darkness. And they're going to be equipped to push it back. That's going to be the Christians now as we go forward. You are going to start to increase that Jesus is everything. He died for you. He rose for you. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father praying for you. He is with you. He will never leave you. He is going to be with you. He is going to give you strategies. He's going to give you dreams. He's going to give you friendships that are going to encourage you and pull you on. Jesus is going to be everything. You are going to fear the living God. You are not going to want to mess with darkness. You are not going to want to mess with the things of the world because you know it's a trap and that God in his time will give you the right things at the right time. They will come if you leave it to God. And you will be people who like to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come out. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, get out of my way. In the name of Jesus, my family belongs to living God. We are a blood-bought family. You will start to say that and you will not stop and you will increase. It will go from your life to your family, to your street. It will go to your workplace. In the name of Jesus, you will start to put oil on the doors and say the presence of God is welcome in this place and you will see change start to happen because inside the darkness has been ordered to go and the light has come. This is where we're going. This is the season. This is why it has been so hard. And I would say to those who've been prayer warriors, the intercessors, we owe so much to the people who have prayed this season. We owe so much and heaven will reward you. You got to know that. Heaven has a special place for intercessors because they get no pay. They get no recognition. They're in the back blocks of a room somewhere and they're crying out to God for your life, for your family, for this region. They are, in heaven's eyes, the heroes of the faith. You've got to know that, the heroes of the faith. So the way we see things is not always the way God does. But I want to bless you now. I want to, that's all I got. I'm done. I can tell when I'm done. I'm done. But anyway, I just want to encourage you, don't you give up. You know, I gave up 1,000 times. I did. I said, Lord, I can't go on. I'm done. It's too hard. I'm done. And he let me talk like that and I go to sleep and then I wake up and I go, yeah, I can go another day. Yeah, I can do another day. God's good. Yeah, God's good. And it's been a long season and it's been hard, you know, but he is with you and the rewards now, the shift has come. That's all I can tell you. I know it. The shift has come and Jesus will get the glory because we couldn't do it. We just couldn't do it. And he will give us the nations because he will put something in us that is able to take them down. He doesn't ask us to do anything he won't give us. Righto? So I'll pray for you. Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, that we're here. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are on your radar. You know the hairs on our head. You know, Lord, our journey, our story. You know the heartaches. Lord, you know the tears. And you've said those who have put sown in tears, they will reap, Lord, with shouts of joy. And Lord, I thank you that the shouts of joy are on their way. Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus, Lord, laughter to come back into these families. I decree in the name of Jesus, the good times, Lord, the times of refreshing, Lord, the times, God, of your very presence increasing into their lives, into their families, their workplaces, God increases, Lord, even into the sports arenas where they go, Lord, that the presence of God, Lord, go into every area, Lord, the political arena, God, the education arena, Lord, let it go. Lord, there are turnarounds. I declare over you, your God is the turnaround God. Your God is the comeback King. He came out of that tomb. He came out. He didn't stay there. So I declare to you, you shall come through. You shall come through. You shall come through happier. You shall come through stronger. You shall come through more secure and more in love with your God. And you shall come through refreshed and able to go on into the promised land. In Jesus' name.